Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. This morning, Frick gave me yet another example of her human training expertise. Ever the multitasker, I was doing laundry while I did yoga. But before I do yoga any morning, I give the dogs most of their breakfast and an interactive toy to play with. This minimizes the possibility of canine interference as I attempt to find inner peace. The good news is that, although I've yet to completely empty my mind during that hour, I always do emerge from it with lots of energy, and often solutions to problems that had evaded me. This morning, I felt so invigorated after I resurrected myself from the corpse position, all I wanted to do was put away the laundry in the dryer, move the clothes in the washer to the dryer, fix some breakfast, and get to the office and start working. But as I started to go upstairs to the office, I noticed Ollie milling around the kitchen. Then I noticed Fricka giving me the "you've forgotten something" look. Still in post-yoga la-la land, I assumed she wanted me to complete phase two of their morning feeding ritual. In phase two, I prepare my own breakfast, give the dogs a piece of apple or banana, then put the remainder of their morning kibble in other interactive toys. Fricka's is a Buster Cube that she delights in rolling around the first floor until it gets stuck somewhere where she can't get it. Through the haze of my inner peace, I can hear her making squeaky growling noises that sound like canine profanity as she tries to free it. Eventually, though, she goes under the kitchen table and waits for me to finish my breakfast. Ollie, on the other hand, usually gives up on his toy and parks himself under the table much sooner. After I finish my breakfast, Fricka gives me the "you've forgotten something" look that leads to the grand finale. Because I've interpreted that to mean that I should follow her, I do. But before I do, I say something peppy, but inane, like, "where's your cube, Frick?" She gives me a happy little bounce or two, then leads me to where she would have led me anyhow. I suspect she's rewarding me. Then I pick up the toy and shake the remaining kibble out of it for her to chase and eat. I used to think that Ollie was disinterested in this routine because his toy remains where I dropped it. Either there, or if he wants to feel more comfortable, he might take it up onto the dog couch and lay beside it. At most, though, he makes one or two half-hearted attempts to free a piece of kibble, regardless where the toy is. What dog swearing he does is louder and squeakier, but shorter-lived. His canine ritual ends when I pick up his toy and liberate his kibble, too. But this morning was different. When I began looking in the usual places where Frick's Buster Cube usually gets trapped, she repeated her "you've forgotten something" look again, instead of rewarding me with a happy bounce. Meanwhile, Ollie looked at me forlornly. This sequence repeated itself several times until some powerful internal force, perhaps my yoga-awakened inner dog, caused me to look at the kitchen counter, where I saw the Buster Cube and Ollie's rubber food dispensing toy. I had forgotten to fill them at all. I apologized profusely, filled the toys as usual, plus added a few extra pieces of kibble to atone for my sins. They then rewarded me with an abbreviated version of Frick getting her toy stuck in the corner in the bathroom and Ollie mouthing his, all accompanied by brief bursts of dog swears. Fricka then repeated the "you've forgotten something" look, although she stood in the doorway to the bathroom when she did it, and I completed the routine correctly this time. Ollie rewarded me with an abbreviated display of heartfelt appreciation, when I liberated his kibble too. The more I thought about this interaction, the more I realized what fantastic trainers dogs are. Just as I tell my clients to always set their dogs up to succeed, both dogs set me up to succeed. Fricka figured out the facial expression that would cause me to stop what I was doing. When I made the response she wanted, she rewarded me with a couple happy bounces. If I made the wrong response, no reward. Instead, a patient, nonverbal reminder to try again. Meanwhile, Ollie's capacity for sequential thinking enabled him to figure out that he could get away with an even more energy-efficient response. Just let his more creative mother figure things out for both of them. Why bother reinventing the wheel or fixing something that ain't broke if Mom already solved the problem? Consequently, he displays the Cliff Notes version of Fricka's routine. That's not to say that Fricka's training method wasn't energy efficient. Sure, it took energy to determine what look would inspire me to follow her, and how to use two happy bounces to reward me when I made the right response. But compared to the hoot and holler and jump and clap and routine I've seen some folks reward their dogs with, that was nothing. Nor did the dogs try to bribe me with treats, punish me when I failed, or otherwise force me to give the right response. But how do I feel about my dogs training me? It doesn't bother me because I know that when it really matters, they take their cues from me. But because they do, in situations like this where it doesn't matter, I find their approach so elegant compared to those humans often use to train dogs. Think about what your dog or dogs have trained you to do. I know dogs who have trained people to let the dog out anytime the dog rings a bell. I know other dogs who train people to change the dog's food whenever the dog doesn't eat as much of what's offered as the day before. Then there are all those dogs who train people to feed them table food just by looking at them a certain way. Non-food related human training includes all those dogs who teach people to make room for them on beds, couches, or chairs. This often involves the dog merely taking over the space as if the person weren't there. When the person moves to accommodate the dog rewards the person. Well, actually, most dogs don't waste any energy rewarding the person. They usually just go to sleep. Then we have all those dogs, especially little ones, who convince their people that they cannot possibly go out in the rain, let alone cold, to pee or poop. This can be an easy behavior for a person to learn if the person has no desire to take the dog out in weather like that either. However, other humans may require some high-energy canine shows of walk resistance to learn to ignore their own human resistance to cleaning up dog doo in their homes. Still, several days of the dog pulling back on the leash and pathetic whining or whimpering usually suffices to train all but the most determined people. No discussion of the canine ability to train humans would be complete without mentioning those dogs who train people not to do something the dog doesn't want the person to do simply by giving them the look. Some dogs do this when the person picks up the nail clippers or the grooming brush. Other dogs hide first and then look pathetic when discovered. In all of these cases, if the person obeys the command, the dog repeats the behavior anytime those same or similar circumstances arise. All this training of humans, done so naturally within the context of our relationships with our dogs, that we never realize how much they've taught us. Would that we could be such good teachers too.
You've You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.